Welcome back to Let's Get Honest. You know, honestly, when I'm recording this eighth episode, it's like pretty mind-blowing that I've been able to jump into eight episodes and to be able to speak like this. Normally, I'm pretty nervous when it comes to these kinds of things. And just even in general, like evangelizing to people, I'm pretty nervous. I've fumbled on a lot of evangelizing when it comes to like non-Christians, but I feel on fire with these episodes, and that's because of God's glory, let's be honest. But you know, I find how it's so interesting how my brain works. You know, like even the last episode, you know, where I had four lines or a few lines and four verses. And I was so nervous to start that episode that I prayed before. But then because I prayed before, when I jumped in, I totally forgot to pray over the pod. You know, my ADHD brain is constantly giving me really hilarious moments that it's fun to laugh at myself, because it's like truly hilarious how quickly thoughts fly in and out of my brain. Like, it's so true how they say that, you know, an ADHD brain is like doorless. And it's just like ideas flowing in and out so fast. And they, honestly, it feels like they trip me half the time as they're flying in and out of my brain. But you know, I'm going off on a tangent. Welcome to the life of Mike. So let's get into prayer today, because we're trying to talk about unpacking our emotions when it comes to dealing with God. So Heavenly Father, we want to approach you today with an open heart and an open mind. Especially because the idea of unpacking our emotions can be deeply heavy for a lot of us. Because when you start to unpack emotions, trauma comes along with those emotions. Our idea of what could be something that is horrible comes out with that as well. So today, Father, as I go forward with this episode, please be with us today and surround us in your love so that we can heal from all the things that have been affecting our emotions. And even though I may not be able to dwell into each and every one of these listeners' emotions, please allow this podcast to help be a starter for them to seek you out through your word, because this is only the beginning to your journey with God through this episode and through this pod. So allow them to find you more fully, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. As I have spoken about before, God created us to be feelers. And as you make your way through the Bible, you'll see how when they come into emotions that are so deep that it feels like they're sinking or drowning, that people in the Bible can feel and look the same way that you're feeling. For example, like how David talks about in Psalm 69 verses 1 through 4, "Save me, O God, for the floodwaters are up to my neck. Deeper and deeper I sink into the mire. I can't find a foothold. I'm in deep water and the floods overwhelm me. I'm exhausted from crying out for help. My throat is parched. My eyes are swollen with weeping, waiting for my God to help me. Those who hate me without cause outnumber the hairs on my head. Many enemies try to destroy me with lies, demanding that I give back what I didn't steal." I think at the end of the day, we're all looking for a way to control our emotions better, but also to just find happiness and peace. And the way through that peace is Jesus. Truly, I tell you that I didn't know peace until I knew Jesus. He was the one that helped me out of my own mire as I was seeking into it, because the choices I was making wasn't aligned with what God wanted for my life. And I think one of the biggest things that, or the best advice I've ever given to my patients, is don't trauma compare. What I mean by this is can be kind of fluid over the whole idea of don't compare your trauma, don't compare your anxiety, don't compare your depression. Whatever you are feeling, don't compare it to others, because truly, comparison is the thief of joy. When you start to compare yourself to others, thinking that, oh, what you're dealing with isn't as bad as what someone else is dealing with, you start to undermine how you feel. And the enemy is already out to attack you. So why attack yourself even more for something that you don't even need to attack yourself for? And truly, if you want to try to get over the emotion, the first thing that you have to do is come to acceptance that you are only human and that what you are feeling is valid. And even if someone is like, oh my gosh, you're just crazy, it's not true. That what you're dealing with is just a misalignment of connections and chemicals firing in your brain, and you just need to seek the right help. Because at the end of the day, I don't even like the word crazy, because it undermines how people feel. And I like to use the word because I want to be able to get onto someone's level and be able to work with them, because there are times where I felt crazy, that I was the only one that was ever feeling it, and no one else could know how I was feeling, because that's the box that the devil put me into. That's the feeling that he wanted me to feel. And it's important to unpack how you're feeling and use the words that make sense to you. But it's also important to not to continue to describe yourself as crazy and put yourself back in that box that the devil so deeply wants to keep you in. And the thing is that we do need to take control over our emotions. You know, as Proverbs chapter 15, verse 18 says, a hot-tempered person starts a fight, a cool-tempered person stops them. And because I was keeping myself in this box and not regularly unpacking that box and unpacking my emotions that were in that box, they would often explode onto people that would never have done anything wrong to me. I've tried starting a fight with my father for no reason. And it was only once I found Jesus' grace that I was able to give other people grace. And ultimately, this is what Jesus will bring us when it comes to trying to understand, unpack, and deal with our emotions better. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter whether you have Jesus in your life or you don't, there's still going to be struggles. But having Jesus in your life makes those struggles worth something and mean something, because it's for his grace for why I struggle and why I will love the struggle that comes, because it means that I'm growing closer to him. And ultimately, we don't want to sin by letting anger control us, because don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil, which is Ephesians chapter 4, 26 through 27. And I truly try to follow this in my relationship where, you know, if my partner or I, my fiance and I, sorry, were mad at each other, I try to resolve it before we go to bed. You know, and ultimately, not everything can be resolved in 20 minutes before you go to bed. But at least if you can get to a point where you can sleep next to each other and go to bed saying, I love you, let's figure this out in the morning, and go forward with a posture of wanting to change it and not just wanting to hate on them. That's what God is asking from us, my dear brothers and sisters, that we're willing to work with people and that we're willing to have this free exchange of ideas without judgment, without anger. And even if someone disagrees with you, it's about understanding that we're just supposed to kick the dust off our feet and move forward so that they cannot slander us, because we're working inside of the peace that Jesus gives us. And throughout our lives on this earth, my dear brothers and sisters, make no mistake, as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, was tested, and so shall we. However, as James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. And that perfection comes when you allow Jesus into your heart, because you need nothing else, because he's guiding you to the right decision. And the decision he could be guiding to you towards is maybe needing to go to therapy, or maybe needing to seek out your doctor or said doctor for medication. Because at the end of the day, we all need help. And it's okay to seek help for your mental health. Therapy has helped me deal with things. I've needed to be on medication before, which has helped me get to a point where I can process the emotions that I'm dealing with. Each and every person that's listening, your story will be different than the person next to you or the person that's listening. But ultimately, what you choose to do, if you are letting God lead you, he's going to lead you into a place of peace and peace within yourself, so that the next person that you come across, you can give them peace. And ultimately, when you're able to move in a way that is not guided by these deep emotions, and you're able to process them better because you know how to, because God has shown you, your day is going to feel so much better. Because that's what Jesus wants for you. He wants each and every day to be peaceful. And, you know, like I said, we all understand that there's going to be struggle, but there can be peace in that struggle. So as we go forward today, my dear brothers and sisters, remember that unpacking our emotions doesn't have to be scary. It can be a beautiful process that allows us to move through trauma and anxiety that we never thought we'd move through onto the other side. So remember that Jesus loves you and he wants you to feel these emotions out so that you can understand how to move through them. But I'm going to get going. So I hope you guys have a blessed week, and I love you, and I'll see you next time.